From Spark and Anvil and Rupture Pear, this is Felt in Chapter 1 of the Rupture Pear cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Felt tilted her head, opened her little notebook, and did not write anything yet. She was a round, soft gray badger with a charcoal pencil, and a friend across the table had just said, in a small, tight voice, that a joke Felt made yesterday had actually stung. Felt could have jumped in. Oh, it was only a joke, it wasn't a big deal. Instead, she kept her head tilted toward her friend, pencil poised but still, and asked the only question that mattered. How did it land for you? Tell me, I'll listen. Then she went quiet and let her friend talk. She didn't guess. She didn't say how her friend should feel. When her friend said it had hurt more than Felt expected, Felt didn't argue it down to something smaller. She just let the words come and let them be true. And after a moment, she wrote down what her friend had actually said, not what she'd assumed they'd say. Because that was Felt's whole gift. She knew you cannot feel a thing from inside someone else's chest. You have to ask. And then, the harder part, you have to actually listen to the answer, even when it's bigger or heavier than you'd hoped.
Felt grew up in a village where her family had been scribes for generations. Scribes were the ones who wrote things down: family histories, the settling of small disputes, the old stories the village told. When two neighbors argued, a scribe would sit between them and listen to each side, carefully, and write down what each person actually said. Not what the scribe thought they meant, not a tidied up version, the real words. Her father taught her at the writing table when she was six. A neighbor had come in upset about a fence, and Felt, eager, started scribbling her guess at his complaint before he'd finished. "Pencil down, little one," her father said gently. "You're writing what you expect. Look up. Listen to what he's actually telling us. Let him get all the way to the end." So Felt put her pencil down and looked up and listened. And it turned out the fence was hardly the point at all. The neighbor was really lonely and a little scared, and the fence was just where it came out. If she'd kept writing her guess, she'd have recorded the wrong thing entirely. She learned it that day and never forgot. Keep the notebook open, keep your own guesses quiet, and let the person tell you the true shape of it.
She walked to the Rupture Repair Academy the year she turned 23, and Mend, the quiet mentor, met her at the gate. "Show me," Mend said. "See it, notice the harm. Sorry, open the door. Now what?" Felt didn't recite anything. She tilted her head toward Mend, opened her notebook, held her pencil still, and asked, "How did it land for you?" "I'll listen." Then she waited, genuinely, as if Mend really had something to tell her. "That's the third step," Felt said after. "You can't know how it landed from inside your own head. You have to ask, and then truly listen. Not assume, not tell them how to feel, not argue with what they say. Whatever they tell me, I believe it. It's their experience. They're the one who knows it." Mend gave the smallest nod. "You may stay."
In the classroom, Felt always began the same way. Head tilted, notebook open, pencil resting quiet. "I'm Felt," she'd say. "Third step. It goes like this. How did it land for you?" And then she'd hold up the still pencil. "I don't write my guess. I wait for yours." One day, a student named Dov put up a paw, frowning. Dov had apologized to a teammate, and the teammate had said the whole thing hurt way more than Dov figured, and Dov's first urge had been to explain why it shouldn't have hurt that much. "But what if they're kind of wrong about how bad it was?" Dov asked. "Can't I just tell them it wasn't that big a deal?" Felt set her pencil down and sat with him. "Here's the thing," she said. "When it comes to how something felt inside them, they're never wrong. That part's theirs. It's the one thing you don't get a vote on." She tapped her open notebook.
So when the urge comes up to defend yourself or to shrink their feeling down to fit yours, that's exactly the moment to keep the notebook open instead. Ask them, what was that like for you? An open question, not a yes or no. Then let them finish. Believe them. You don't need them to prove it to you. Dov thought about it. So I just take in what they say, even if it's more than I thought? Especially then, Felt said. That extra weight they're telling you about, that's not an attack. That's information. It's the whole reason you asked.
When the room cleared, Dov lingered near the door. It's harder than it looks, he said, not jumping in to explain. Felt smiled and did her small, careful listening pose one more time. Head tilted, notebook open, waiting. She felt it in her own body every time she truly listened like this. Her shoulders would drop and loosen. Her breath came easier. A quiet warmth spread through her chest. Because letting someone's real answer land instead of wrestling it smaller felt like setting down something heavy she hadn't needed to carry. And here's the good part, she told Dov gently. When someone finally feels believed, when you just take in what they say without arguing, watch their shoulders. They come down too. That ease, that little unclenching in the chest, on both sides, that's what listening feels like when it's real. That's the whole quiet reward of it. Dov nodded slowly, his own shoulders easing, and the two of them sat a moment in that settled, unhurried calm.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Felt. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.